Welcome to another Innovation Forum podcast with me, Ian Welsh. I'm with Amy Hall, Leader of Social Consciousness at Eileen Fisher, and we're at Innovation Forum's How Apparel Brands Can Transform Supply Chains conference in Amsterdam. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you very much.
So we were talking earlier in a session about how the apparel sector can develop circular economy models. So from your perspectives, what are the first steps for a company engaging with circularity in its supply chain for apparel?
You know, there are a lot of ways into this area. I think for us at Eileen Fisher, what we did was we simply started to recover our previously worn clothing. We asked our customers to start bringing it back. And at that point, we began to collect kind of this new body of raw materials to choose from to build a new collection. So some of it was able to be immediately resold and in its full entire form. And some of it we've had to hold on to and figure out new things to do with. Some of it we're remaking into new apparel. And others we're holding on to for the purpose of regenerative fiber and working with emerging technologies to make that happen.
Okay. I mean, obviously, for a circular economy model to work in an apparel supply chain, it requires consumers to bring their goods back. What sort of incentives work with consumers to get them involved in returning products?
Well, in our case, and I believe other apparel brands do this too, we do provide a little bit of an incentive. So we offer $5 for every garment that an individual brings back, and every Eileen Fisher garment. And I have seen customers arrive in our stores with garbage bags full of clothing, and they collect it up. They save it up over a period of time and bring it in. You know, it takes about 20 garments to collect $100, which could buy a single item in one of our stores. So that's kind of the ratio that we're dealing with.
So it's still quite small scale relatively for you, isn't it? I think you mentioned you've retrieved 800,000 garments over the course of your program since 2009, but you actually produce 5 million garments a year. So what are the barriers for you moving to greater circularity then? What are the barriers to your further progress?
Well, in terms of volume, currently we aren't set up to actually accommodate any more than that. We just don't have space or manpower to deal with more because every item is cleaned, examined, and sorted. But beyond that, the technology, we're really waiting for the technology to catch up to kind of allow brands like us to remanufacture at scale. So taking hundreds of thousands of items of a similar fiber content and be able to churn them up and create a new fiber out of that. We need a lot, but we need the technology to catch up.
So where is technology now then?
Technology right now, in my opinion, is very much at the pilot stage. I'd say there's some technology that has successfully created very small quantities of new fiber and product. We're talking a few items. The other thing is that most of the technology out there is looking at single fiber recycling. Mm-hmm. And in our case, we use mostly blended fiber. So even if it's a cotton item, it may have a little bit of lycra. So we need technology that can separate those two components and then create perhaps two streams of new fiber out of those.
And that yet, that is technology that is not yet available at scale.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. So what are the circular economy drivers in the positive direction then for the apparel sector? What do you think is going to drive things forward?
On one hand, one could say that it's inevitable that the industry will eventually all come around to this. This is the wave of the future. We really don't have a choice because of the state of the planet and the limited natural resources and raw materials that we have access to, combined with the increasing population. So on one hand, it's just an inevitable outcome. But on the other hand, I think that consumers increasingly are becoming aware of their own individual impact and are looking for ways to contribute to a new solution.
Thinking of internally, for Eileen Fisher, what have been the internal buy-in challenges, internal challenges with your board to really engage with the sort of circular economy models?
Interestingly enough, this concept actually emanated from Eileen herself, the founder of the company. She herself recognized that we were contributing to an ever-growing waste stream of previously worn clothing, post-consumer clothing. So originally, this was conceived as an idea to find new life for clothing that that had perfectly many more years left in it beyond the first initial customers wearing. And the second thing was it was conceived of as a way to raise money for the Eileen Fisher Community Foundation so that the profits from the sales of these items would go into the foundation. Currently, where we are now is we recognize there is a business model to be had out of this. And the amount of innovation embedded in this work, you know, we're looking at potentially upholstery fabric or all kinds of new materials that have yet to be conceived. You know, there's a lot of opportunity here. And changing how we design into these new ideas is perhaps the next big hurdle for us and opportunity.
So there are a lot of aspects then in the journey towards circularity. So you did mention in our session that, you know, circularity is possible and will come. So for your business then specifically, what is the process going to look like in moving from current pilot programs to really cross-business, you know, circularity? How's that going to occur?
Everything at Eileen Fisher happens in kind of an organic manner. Right now we are in the process of creating an actual business plan for this area, which we call Fisher Found. But on a more concrete level, we are experimenting with our own factory. We are building our own small factory that will be responsible for remaking this clothing for a new brand that we've called Remade in the U.S. We are going to be experimenting with selling the Remade clothing at various places throughout our retail structure. And again, we're beginning to have conversations at the design level. You know, what does this mean for our mainline designs? Are there implications for integrated design concepts? Are there implications for designing for disassembly? And investing in a variety of different technologies to see which one will eventually have the solution that will meet our needs over the long run. And we're learning from all of these different elements so that when the time is right, we can grow this into a much bigger piece of the Eileen Fisher brand.
Okay. And I guess producing more garments like the one you're wearing, which is a recycled garment, is it not?
Yes, it is. The item I'm wearing right now falls under the Remade heading, and it's made out of three pairs of pants that had been brought back to our store through this program.
I hope your journey towards circularity continues, but thanks indeed, Amy Hall.
Thank you very much.